Now time to talk with Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach. And Mark, looks as if the jobs report coming in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It just came out about 3 minutes ago. It shows how many jobs were created last month, and it was a little bit better than expected. We saw 280,000 non-farm payroll jobs were created last month. The unemployment rate is now at 5.5%. Now last month it was actually at 5.4%. It ticked up a little bit because 397,000 more people entered the workforce. Not all of them found jobs. The participation rate, which is how many people are actually employed or seeking jobs in the United States, came in at 62.9%, which was pretty much in line of what we saw. And also yesterday we got productivity reports and unit labor costs for the first quarter, and these things were revised several times, and this was the final revision. Productivity was revised down in the first quarter to -3.1%, and unit labor cost was revised up 6.7% in the first quarter. Now, with a reduction in output and a rapid acceleration in labor costs, productivity has suffered. Without productivity gains, Americans' standard of living will continue to be eroded with waning support for future income growth. I'm going to quote something that Janet Yellen said back in May. She said, "The most important factor determining living standards is productivity growth. Over time, sustained increases in productivity are necessary to support rising incomes." So very interesting quote there, and very true. Now, we did see the market on that news fall yesterday. The Dow was down 170 points, and the S&P was down 18 points. Walmart today is holding its widely watched annual shareholders meeting in Bentonville. The retailer's head of U.S. operations told reporters this morning that the company is prioritizing the reduction of theft from its stores. And Walmart did officially announce its Shipping Pass pilot program, which is a delivery service designed to compete against Amazon Prime. Walmart said the plan would cost $50 annually for unlimited three-day shipping, and Amazon Prime costs $99 and guarantees two-day delivery. Orders would have to be placed by noon to guarantee three-day delivery by Walmart. Now, some stocks to watch this morning. Look at Cardinal Health. They're buying privately held generic drug maker Harvard Drug Group for $1.1 billion in cash. And look at cyber security stocks like Palo Alto Networks, FireEye, and Fortinet. Those stocks are likely to gain today following news of a massive cyber attack that compromised the information of 4 million federal employees. And Gap, the retailer, reported a 1% drop in May same-store sales. That performance, however, was a little bit better than expected. Most analysts were looking for about a 2.5% drop in sales. Now, sales are dropping at Gap and Banana Republic stores, although the company's Old Navy brand is seeing sales increase more than expected. And Diamond Foods, they earned 23 cents a share in profit for the latest quarter. That is 8 cents above estimates, despite revenue falling short of forecast. The maker of Pop Secret popcorn and other snacks also raised its full-year earnings guidance. It does look like the market is going to open up again negative this morning. Looks like the Dow is going to open up down about 50 points.
So they not necessarily liking those better than predicted jobs report.
Yeah, it was not a bad jobs report at all. We're just worried about productivity, and what's happening is we're just not producing enough goods out there. We don't have enough orders, I'm assuming. We're going to have to dig into this a lot deeper to figure out what's going on here.
We'll find out more. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
That's Mark Myers. He'll probably have more for us, or John Taylor on Monday about that. Find out jobs. That's what John talks about, and so does Mark. At Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call them. You can use the area code 479 and the number 782-2527.